From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Block, and we begin this hour in Afghanistan. The capital, Kabul, has been relatively peaceful in recent months. That is, until today, when a Taliban suicide bomber rammed his explosives-laden car into a NATO convoy. Among the dead are six Western soldiers, five of them Americans, and 12 Afghan civilians, including women and children, on a passenger bus. Dozens more suffered burns and shrapnel wounds. NPR's Quill Lawrence went to the scene of the attack and sent this report.
In the middle of the morning rush hour, the bomber found his target, a convoy of American and coalition personnel driving heavily armored SUVs near a U.S. military base in western Kabul. The blast was so powerful that hardly a trace of the car bomb could be found, said one Afghan policeman at the scene. He pointed out scraps of blackened metal that landed a quarter mile from the explosion. Bashir Ahmad, owner of a nearby shop, saw it happen. The foreigner's convoy was coming and suddenly the car bomber blocked the road, he said, adding that the explosion blew one of the SUVs across the other side of the highway. American and NATO soldiers arrived quickly and cordoned off the road. Near a crater 9 feet wide, U.S. troops carried away the dead on stretchers. The blast totaled two of the armored SUVs, their bulletproof windows now gaping holes in a blackened shell. In the other lane of traffic was the twisted hulk of an Afghan taxi and a passenger bus. Witnesses said the bodies of women and children were carried off the bus. Afghan police and medical workers collected human remains after rushing the wounded to the hospital. A spokesman for the NATO-led coalition, Colonel Wayne Shanks, said the international force would not be deterred.
We did have six international service members who were killed and several others wounded when we had a vehicle suicide-borne device go off near an ISAF convoy with other civilians. It was also numerous other Afghan civilians were killed and wounded in what we would consider a very indiscriminate act.
Shanks confirmed that five of the six internationals were American. A Taliban spokesman claimed responsibility for the attack, which he said involved nearly a ton of explosives. It made a cold welcome for Afghan President Hamid Karzai just back from a fence-mending trip to Washington. The blast was audible even several miles east at the presidential palace, where Karzai was preparing to brief the press on his trip. Karzai condemned the attack on both the NATO forces and Afghan civilians and said he hoped Afghanistan could somehow be rid of such hardship. Karzai's plan to do that includes negotiations with the Taliban. Almost all Afghan and American officials now agree that some measure of negotiation is the price for peace in Afghanistan. But attacks like today's make the idea of reconciliation more difficult for Afghans as well as U.S. soldiers. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.